Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Courtney Hunter. She is the Director of Advocacy at the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. Thank you for joining me today, Courtney. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about the opioid epidemic. But first of all, Courtney, tell us a little bit about the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
Sure. We're a 30-year-old national nonprofit. We were previously the Partnership for Drug-Free America, which is how a lot of people know us. Today at Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, we're really an organization that provides direct support and resources to parents and families who have a loved one or a child that's struggling with substance use disorder.
How widespread is the opioid epidemic in the United States?
Well, 174 people are dying every day to an accidental drug overdose. So it is at an epidemic rate. In 2016, the CDC shared that 64,000 Americans had died that year due to an accidental drug overdose, which is more than more Americans than died in the entire Vietnam War. So we're really looking at a huge rate of death, you know, but also they're not even accounted in the deaths. There's so many more people that are suffering from addiction. 9 out of 10 people who need treatment for addiction are not getting it. So there's a ton of challenges ahead of us, and we're really trying to put a public face on this issue and make sure that people know that they can get help, there's hope, and treat this like a public health crisis that it is.
Now, what has caused, or do we know what has caused, the surge in prescription opioid addiction?
Well, opioids are incredibly addictive. We know that in the late 90s, when OxyContin came out, Purdue and some of the other drug manufacturers knew how addictive these medications were. They put them on the market anyway. They're currently being sued for those marketing practices. And, you know, that sort of started the problem is the availability of those prescriptions, and kind of treating in the late 90s and early 2000s pain as this vital sign. There was this sort of surge in the medical field to treat pain where it hadn't been treated before. And so that led to the uprising of prescription opioids. And now we have a huge heroin problem because prescription opioids are very expensive on the street. And once people are dependent on them, they turn to heroin instead. It's much more available and much less expensive than a prescription opioid.
Now, where are people getting these medications?
From their doctor's offices, but also from friends and family. We see that 2/3 of teens are actually accessing prescription opioids from the medicine cabinet. So this is something that really starts at home. We tell parents and families to really lock up their medicine cabinets to safeguard these medications within their homes. You know, something we've also seen, not with the same degree, but open houses, people that are putting their houses on the market instead of telling the homeowners to lock up their jewelry and their valuables, they're being told to lock up their prescriptions because people are going into these open houses and taking drugs.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about fentanyl. Now, I know heroin is something that is easily attained on the streets and on the black market, but is fentanyl one of those drugs that's sold on the street as well?
Yeah, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It's incredibly addictive. It's incredibly potent. Fentanyl is responsible for a lot of the drug overdose deaths that we're seeing. A lot of times people don't know that what they're taking is actually laced with fentanyl if they're buying something on the street, and that's what's causing these huge rates of overdose.
So we've all heard about heroin and OxyContin being sold on the black market, but fentanyl seems to be the newcomer in town. It's responsible for a lot of the overdoses and causing a real big problem in the communities.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a synthetic opioid. So you can get prescribed fentanyl. Some people have like fentanyl patches, or there's even a fentanyl spray for cancer pain that's out on the market. So it is a legal drug, but then it's also sold on the street illegally.
Okay, now the data shows that the number of prescriptions is down. So why are the overdose deaths increasing?
Really the rate of heroin, the availability of heroin and fentanyl, like, you know, we just talked about, when opioids aren't available because they're more expensive on the street, people are turning to heroin to get high and to really, you know, perpetuate their addiction. So we're seeing, you know, rising usage of heroin and fentanyl.
Now, you're also involved with a program called Medicine Safe. What is Medicine Safe?
Medicine Safe is a coalition with the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids and the Center for Safe Safe Internet Pharmacy, CSIP. And the Center for Safe Internet Pharmacy is really this broad coalition of public and private partners, internet partners like Google and Facebook, MasterCard and UPS have come on board to really be part of the solution here and bring all of their collective resources together to help make sure that people are safeguarding medications in their own homes, that they know where to buy medications safely online. That's also a huge problem. And that they know where to turn for help and hope if there is an addiction problem within their own family or within their community.
Is that what's on the Medicine Safe website? What can people expect to find there?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's information on how to verify a website, an online pharmacy website, verify before you buy, which is so important because 98 to 99% of online pharmacies are actually illegal, which is crazy. So people are turning to the internet to really save a buck on their prescription medications, not knowing that those websites are illegal, that they're not actually selling those authentic drugs. And so MedicineSafe.org, there is a link to verify before you buy where you can check out if that website is legitimate or not, which is so important. And then there's all this other information on how to safeguard medication in your home, how to safely dispose of it, and then where to get resources. We have a toll-free helpline here at the partnership where we help families navigate the treatment system, where we help make a plan for their child if their child is struggling with addiction. And that's 1-855-DRUG-FREE.
Okay, give us that Medicine Safe website address once again.
It's MedicineSafe.org.
Okay, MedicineSafe.org. Okay, that's simple enough. How about the collaboration that you have with state coalition members?
We're working with the members in Connecticut and in North Carolina with the Secretary of State, the Attorney General in Connecticut, George Jepson, and the governor as well to really help get these resources out there. And when we find that when we have elected officials that come on board and really, you know, get these resources out into their communities in collaboration with public and private partners, it can be really effective at getting people the support and resources that they need.
Now, earlier you talked about Google and Facebook helping out in these efforts. How are the members participating in the Medicine Safe effort?
Yeah, they are donating online ads in all of the states where we have these coalition members. They're helping us raise consumer awareness of all of these issues and really making sure that people know where to turn for help.
Now, would you call this a silver bullet to ending the opioid epidemic?
No, there's really no silver bullet. I think we need to be attacking these issues in a comprehensive way. And that's why we're, you know, partnering with the Center for Safe Internet Pharmacy and all of these other groups, because we know that all of these parties at the table are, you know, are better than, you know, one person trying to solve this crisis. And with all of the federal dollars that are pouring in to help alleviate, you know, some of the challenges, there's still so many challenges. And we need, you know, everybody at the table that we can.
Now, is there a specific website or someplace that people can go online to get more information about this epidemic?
Yeah, please visit MedicineSafe.org and also DrugFree.org for more information, support, and tools.
Okay, Courtney Hunter, Director of Advocacy at the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. Thank you for joining us today, Courtney. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!